our plan for the economy was always more than just our plan for net zero, as many of your listeners will appreciate. Our general approach to the economy is that we need three things back in UK politics. We need stability, we need investment, and we need reform. We need stability both in our politics and in our economic institutions, because after so many years of failure from the Conservatives, everybody can see that the cost of their chaos has had a real impact on family finances and the finances of the country. As a consequence of that, the private sector has not been investing in the United Kingdom when we know that they can.
May I say that's an analysis? Stability, investment, reform. It's not a memorable pledge, isn't it? It's not something that replaces the £28 billion a year of green investment. What replaces that? What's your plan to boost economic growth?
Well, we need to get away from this sticking plaster approach to politics, if I may say so. We don't want pledges.
Sorry, £28 billion a year was sticking plaster?
I think you were asking me for a catchy slogan. What I'm saying to you is that...
Oh, a flagship policy is what I'm asking for.
Well, I'll go through the pillars. I mean, stability is change here. I mean, this is a policy. I mean, the Conservatives have said that they don't support the independence of the Bank of England. They discredit the Office of Budget Responsibility. They announce unfunded tax cuts, for example, their £46 billion pledge to abolish national insurance without saying how they're going to
pay for it. You're continuing to analyse what they say and your view of them. Stability is not an active policy, is it?
Well, it has to be now, after 14 years of chaos.
So that's the replacement. No more £28 billion a year of green investment. Vote Labour, get stability.
That's the first pillar, and I think the public are crying out for stability.